Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary.
Today, we are going to discuss our social medias. There's been a lot of crazy talk in the news, and let's face it, to be fair, we don't even know who our president is at this time. So, between the coronavirus and other crap that's going around, we're going to just talk about our social media for a little bit. I have a YouTube page. It's called Off-Grid Gary. Just like I do a MeWe page. It's called Off-Grid Gary. My Twitter page is Off-Grid Gary. And I'm noticing when I go on YouTube now, when you scroll down, there's a little box across the top. It's kind of like when we was on Facebook, at the top of the page, you had stories. I think it's called community on YouTube, I'm not sure, but I'm trying to figure out how to access that. I'm not really sure how to access that. I don't know if you have to have so many subscribers, or if it's when you get so many subscribers, you start getting other functions to use with your YouTube. I don't know how all this works. So my question is, if anybody knows how this works, if you could drop me a message, I would greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to just say, as well, if you like our content that you see on Patreon, which is Off-Grid Gary, YouTube, Off-Grid Gary, MeWe, Off-Grid Gary, please hit the like and subscribe button. Any of that really helps our channel grow. We're trying to make our channel grow. You know, we are doing a lot of bushcrafting, a lot of off-grid living. We do a lot of stuff with solar. Hunting, fishing, camping. We, as a family, do a lot of activities outdoors. We do a lot of grilling. We do a lot of campfire cooking. We're doing a lot of smoking of cheeses. We're going to try to cold... I built a cold smoker. Our goal is to actually start salt curing some of our meats and making our own bacons, stuff like that to put on the cold smoker. You know, trying to make something good out of our wild hogs that we get. You know, you can only eat so much backstrap and bacon it in a crock pot, this kind of thing. You want quality food. You want bacon. You want ham. You want foods that you normally don't get when you butcher something. We're actually going for the full deal. We're smoking cheeses. The cheeses we've got down almost to a science. It's coming out very, very well. The last batch I smoked for 14 hours. And let me tell you something, when you smoke cheese for 14 hours, you have something that tastes delicious. You know, the hams that we've done from the 12 hogs we killed here a while back, we smoked some of them, but they were on a hot smoker. Those were awesome. You know, we made our own boudin. We've done a lot of stuff this year that normal years we haven't done. You know, we've been slowly making our homestead, you know, trying to grow stuff on the land. We don't have a lot of animals other than dogs right now. We got our watchdogs, of course, and we have a house dog, and we got a couple cats. We're looking into getting chickens. Right now, chickens are kind of hard to get in our area. You know, I see what's going on in the world, and, you know, you got companies making a vaccination they want you to take. You've got COVID. You've got all this stuff that they're just... 2020's been kind of a rough year for everybody, and us included. We try to live life like it's not affecting us, because where we live at, it's not affecting us. I mean, we hunt, we fish, we have campfires, we cook outdoors. We know we like drinking our coffee by our campfire or a bonfire, depending where we're at. You know, it's called life. We live it. We enjoy it. We're not living in fear over this. Yes, we've known quite a few people who have caught COVID. And as of this point, I maybe know two or three people that have passed from COVID, but they had other health-lying conditions. I think it's absolutely horrible. But it's not going to stop the rest of us from living, because life goes on. We have to keep living. So with that being said, we want to get out and enjoy what we can. I'm not a big fan of going to town, and frankly, this day and age, with what's going on, I'm not going to really just bust butt to go to town. I don't need to go to town. My life is out here in the country. I love spending time with my kids in the woods. I mean, me and my kids would much rather be doing something in the woods, whether it's riding ATVs or riding an electric golf cart around, which is solar powered. You know, granted, I don't take my golf cart where the kids take their four-wheelers. There's actually a video on that on YouTube. But we like to go out and have fun. You know, our whole thing about life is to enjoy it. You know, we work hard, but we also enjoy going out and relaxing and camping and enjoying the things in life that's meant to be enjoyed. You know, and if you enjoy hunting and fishing and just enjoying time at your place or your homestead, your house, your man camp, whatever you call it, you need to do it, because it's not much fun when you go outside town and you're talking to everybody wearing a mask. I get so sick and tired of people saying, "Hey, it's me. You recognize me?" You can't see them through their mask, so how are you going to know who they are? Take the freaking mask off. They're causing cancer. I mean, I'm reading more stuff about the mask that is bad for your health. Half this crap comes over from China. It's in somebody's factory. And I've seen videos where people are running across these masks, and then they're piling them up, bagging them, boxing them, and they sell them to us. I don't know if that's true or false, but either way, I'm not going to put a mask on. I'm not going to submit to wearing a mask. I don't care who becomes president or who is president. If they tell me to wear a mask, I have a freedom of choice, and I live as an American. You know, we have the right to do what we want to do. And if I don't want to wear a mask, by golly, I'm not going to wear a mask. And I don't care who tells me to put one on. There's nobody man enough to walk up and put one on my face. I try to have a good outlook on things. And we do have a good outlook on things. But I'm not going to be pushed when it comes to this corona crap. You know? I don't want anybody to catch it. I don't want anybody to die from it. But I'm not going to be told I have to do certain things when God gave us an immune system for a reason. You know, some people don't live. Some people do live. I hate death as much as the next person. But you know what? It's life. It comes and it goes. People live and die. One day I'll pass on, just like everybody else will pass on. I hate it. You know, I lost a very good friend on November 8th, and he did not die from COVID. They told him he had COVID, but he didn't have COVID. He had busted guts. With that being said, enjoy life. You know, we have endless opportunities to enjoy life. And for us homesteaders, me and my boys, and my daughter even. My daughter loved the hog hunt. You know, my daughter has made a Facebook page. I think it's called Hannah's Life, I think. And on YouTube. And my son has a bushcrafting channel called Bushcrafting Ben. So, even my children love the outdoors. And they love the country. And we try not to let death and coronavirus and all this other stuff that's going around ruin our day. We want to go out and have fun. We want to go out and enjoy ourselves. We want to go out and spend time around the fire pit cooking supper or just enjoying ourselves. It's all about having fun, enjoying life, and not worrying about the crap. But on the social media thing, if anybody knows how to do this YouTube deal for the community, I would love to know, because there's a lot of times I would just take a picture and post it to YouTube inside of my video before I release it. I would do that, you know. And sometimes it's nice just to throw that little story out there. It's quick, it's small, it's in and out, people see it, people comment, you know. I'm not a long video person. Anybody who knows me or watches my videos knows I don't have really any long videos, because I try to make them short and sweet and to the point. I want people to know we're having fun, to see what we're doing, and if they want to do it, they can do it, because there's stuff on there to show them how to do it. But I try not to drag them out where they're 30 minutes, an hour long, hour and a half long. For one, that's a lot of time, and two, most people work for a living. Most people ain't got time to sit there and watch your phone for 2 hours. If you have a 20, 30 minute video, that's great. I watch a lot of videos that are 20, 30 minute long. Most of my videos are under 10 minutes because me, I don't have the patience to make a long video. I don't usually watch videos that are much over 20 minutes. It's got to be really have my attention to get that over 20 minute deal. I'm just the kind of person who likes to get things done and go to the next project. You know, I'm not a, I'm just not one of these people who can sit there behind a camera for 2 hours. And maybe I should be, but I just can't at this particular point. But we do a lot of stuff on the homestead that's very enjoyable. It's very quiet. And we don't have to worry about, we try not to worry about the things around us in life. We try to enjoy it by what we have, you know. And I hope whoever listens to these podcasts, I hope you enjoy them just like we enjoy making them. Don't forget to comment, get a hold of us, you know. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to hear about and see. If you want to join me in on a podcast, get a hold of me and let's see if we got a way to do this where we can do a duo podcast. I have no problem with this. You know, I love meeting people. I love talking with people. You know, it's, you know, we really enjoy what we're doing. You know, it's, yes, it's hard work, but I look at it this way. The way life is going, if they do a reset that they've been talking about, I personally, as a man who has children and a wife, I've been married, me and my wife have been married for 28 years. If they do a reset, me as a man, ahead of the house, of this house, I want my family to have everything that they're entitled to have, even during this reset thing that they want to do. You know, so my thing is, if they think they can just flip a switch and just shut everybody off and everybody's going to be in the dark or whatever, don't do it. Go out to the woods. Enjoy nature. You know, start learning how to prepare foods that necessarily don't need to be refrigerated. You know, it being a prepper and a homesteader and a bushcrafter, basically what it does is it you're learning ways to survive without having, we'll just say, a humongous freezer. You know, I mean, if you can process a wild hog and learn how to salt cure it in the winter months, and you figure out how to keep it cool enough to preserve it without refrigeration, you necessarily don't need power to have good food. And I tell people that are on a tight budget and say, well, how do we have more food in the house? Well, for starters, you can go to your local grocery stores. When they have sales on canned goods, spend an extra $20 a month on canned goods. On canned goods you'll eat, like green beans, tuna fish, chicken, whatever. Whatever your canned good is or your choice, whether it's tomato paste, whatever. Spend an extra $20 a month just to put back for canned goods. And then when you have enough canned goods to last you for X amount of time, let's just say a month, okay, then you move on to something else that you use quite a bit of, and you stock up on that to last you a month. You know, start small. You don't have to blow your entire savings on a food pantry, you know. But just remember, honey, peanut butter, flour, sugar, coffee, bacon powder, bacon soda, stuff like that will set, you can you can almost preserve it forever if you have it in the right container. So, you know, as long as you have flour and a little yeast and sugar, I mean, you can make homemade breads, you know. I'm not a master bakery chef, but, you know, I made my first loaf of bread last week in a cast iron Dutch oven, and, you know, it was really good. And with the smoked cheese we have, I put butter and garlic all over my bread, and then I melted my smoked cheddar across it. The best food you could have ever had, and it came from home. It did not come from this. It didn't come from a restaurant, and it was far better. You know, it's not hard to learn how to do something. You can go on YouTube, put in how to make your own homemade bread, and you'll have everything you need right there to make homemade bread. There's a video on it. Something as simple as buttermilk biscuits. You know, I didn't know how to make buttermilk biscuits till last Sunday. I looked on YouTube, found a recipe. It was just self-rising flour, butter, and buttermilk. That was it. Mixed it in a bowl, shaped it, put it in a cast iron pan in the oven, had the best buttermilk biscuits. And it took from start to finish, wasn't 30 minutes. You can learn how to do it. It's not hard. If you have a cell phone or a computer that's got YouTube, if you're not sure how to do it, you just type in a little thing. How do I do this? Boom, DIY, boom, there's a video. Anytime you have a little extra and you can put it towards a canned good, flour, sugar, whatever, a little bit goes a long ways. Now, I'm not saying for a person who is married with five kids like me, you gotta have a little more than a bag of sugar and a bag of flour. But you know, if you're a 2 to 4 person household, it doesn't take much to have quite a bit of stuff built up. Where, just think about it this way. Hurricane Laura was a bad hurricane to come through here. We had 108 mile an hour winds. You know, this place was down, and we weren't down south. Down south, they got devastated, and we was devastated here, but they really was devastated down there. Okay? For here, us, locally, you know, we were back up and running within 2-3 days for me. My homestead was. You know, I had trees on my tractor, trees on my truck. We had trees laid down. We had damage. I even had a solar panel that got shattered. Looks like a 2x4 tried to go through it. I had 10 solar panels that dismounted off their rack. I mean, did it damage anything? Honestly, I had a 25-foot section of wire that electrolysis took all the wire out of. I lost one solar panel. The other solar panels I have yet, I didn't put them back up because I make enough power. I didn't really have to put them up. I'm going to wait till spring, do something a little different. We'll see what happens there. But everything still worked. I mean, we kept going, you know. But put yourself in that position. If you're in a storm, we're not talking about what's going on in the world right now. We're just saying right now you've got a Category 3 storm fixing to hit you. This is all hypothetical. You know you're going to be in the path of it, and you know it's going to hit within the next month. You don't get that kind of warning, but I'm just using this for example. Example. So you go to the store and you buy non-perishable food items, you buy flashlights, you buy water, you buy you have a decent cooler, like we'll just say like one of the generic Yetis. You start pre-freezing your ice in your freezer because you know when the power goes out, you're going to have to take everything out of the freezer and put it in the cooler. But if you have a decent cooler, you can freeze ice. You can make your own ice. And that way when the power does go out, you can take the stuff that's perishable and put it in that cooler. And hopefully you have enough ice to get by for that day or two that most likely the power is going to be out. The power was out here for almost 3 weeks. Okay, I didn't lose my power because I have an off-grid solar system. I don't have utilities. I have let me rephrase that. I have an off-grid power system that runs my whole homestead. I don't have power lines coming in on my property. So everybody around me was down for 3 weeks. That's horrible. You know, when you lose lights, you lose water, you lose everything that holds everything together in that house as a home. Your food's gone, everything's gone. And what got me is the people that in our communities that I figured that were prepared pretty good, they even had a few problems. I mean, I'm going to be real fair with you. We have a homestead. You know, we have a big off-grid solar system. I mean, I work from home. I mean, my golf cart solar, I have a rechargeable big big electric chainsaw that's cordless chainsaw, not electric. And I had to cut trees for 2 miles to get out to the main road. I took care of that myself, you know, but there's a lot of people that was in need that we did everything we could to help our neighbors out. But you got to remember, if you don't prepare for stuff when it happens, it puts you in a vulnerable position that you don't necessarily want to be in. You know, as long as you have food and you prepare a place for non-perishables. When I say non-perishable food items, I'm talking tomato paste, tomato sauces, noodles, macaroni, that kind of thing. Non-perishable. You can take a big garbage can, put a big, high-quality black bag in it, drop you some bay leaves in there. You can put flour, noodles, just whatever kind of pastry, flour item you want in that can, and it won't go bad. It's there for a long time. And canned goods are there for a long time. You know, peanut butter, honey, you know, stuff like that lasts a long time. You know, if you have yeast and you have flour and sugar, you know, if you can't go to the store and buy a loaf of bread, you can go home and make a loaf of bread. I mean, you don't have to go to town. I mean, as long as you have your basic supplies at home, you don't have to have a big setup. You can have a small setup and it'll still work. It all, you just size it to the size of your family. I don't want my kids to go hungry. I don't want my wife to go hungry. So with that being said, you know, throw an extra $20, $30 every time you go grocery shopping to a non-perishable food item that you can buy in bulk and try to get stuff that's not saturated in MSGs and extra sodium. Try to get stuff that's healthy. Healthier, you know. Just because you live through a pandemic and let's say a hurricane, whatever, there's no reason to eat, and I'm not being mean against companies like this, but you don't want to eat like Vienna sausages for 2 weeks. You don't want to end up in an emergency room and have a stroke from eating so much salt. You want to eat real food. You know, so if you have good non-perishable food items, you can make some pretty good stuff that's not saturated in MSGs and salts. You know, when you're talking about preserving meats, you're salting, you're salt curing it. You know, they do it now in such a way where you're not drowning them all in salt. Yes, they're still salty foods, but it's not like salt pork. It's, you know, it's bacon. Yeah, but it's not salt pork. You know, you don't want to eat something that's going to shoot your blood pressure through the roof. You want to eat something that's healthy, but you still want to taste the salt. You want something that's good. Always prepare a system where when you're in a store, you're automatically looking. I'm not saying it's bad to eat Vienna sausages because I like them. Every once in a while, I like to eat me a can of them. But if you go to my pantry, you're not necessarily going to find Vienna sausages. You know, we have a lot of like tomato paste, tomato sauce, everyday foods that we buy for, you know, everyday stuff that we eat. You know, try to buy stuff that, you know, like we can go to the store and like they'll have 20 cans of green beans on sale for $10. Okay. Here a while back, they was like 30 cents a can. You know, have you some corn, have you some green beans, have you some, you know, whatever vegetable you like. But here's the thing about green beans. You can only eat so many cans of green beans, but you know, if you have onions and some potatoes and you have, I'll just say, a few bags of bacon bits in the pantry, you know, you can make you saute you an onion up in a cast iron pan, throw you a thing of green beans in there and take you a thing of bacon bits and throw on top of it. You got a nice little meal and you're not killing yourself. Granted, you want to eat more than green beans, but if you have a variety, you'd be surprised how long you can go. And the meals you're making are very enjoyable. Yeah, it might not be like that roasting potatoes that's in a crock pot, but if you don't have electricity, you have to come up with the next best thing. Now, one nice thing about the way I'm set up, you know, I can turn a crock pot on, whether the outside power grid is on or off, because I have my own system, so I can turn on a crock pot, I can turn on a microwave. But during Laura, it was different because everybody was in the same boat. There was a shortage of everything, you know. And I don't mean we were struggling, because we weren't. But we had our food, we had everything went like clockwork. But it's not the same thing when everybody's in the same boat together. When everybody's in the same boat together, you're trying to help them just like they're trying to help you. You know, that's one nice thing about our community. Everybody got up and helped everybody anyway. So it wasn't like anybody was mean to anybody, but everybody tried to take care of everybody. Our sheriff did an outstanding job doing his job and trying to make sure people's roads were cut away from the trees, you know, trees getting picked up, pulled out of the road, this kind of thing. You know, everybody got together. I mean, there was a lot of just everyday folk like me, some of my neighbors further down the road. They all had their chainsaws out, and they was cutting trees out of the road, just like the sheriff's department was, our parish workers were. You know, everybody worked together. And that's what we're going to have to do through all this coming into 2021. It's been a bad year, but, you know, everybody kind of works together. You know, try to help who you can, but don't be taken advantage of at the same time. You have to know when your limitations are to say, okay, I'm not going to do this. Okay, I will do this. But just because, I'm going to use me as a, just because I have a nice-sized off-grid system, my house, for the most part, always stayed lit up. Just because somebody else down the road wouldn't have a glass of water or need their cell phone charged, there's no way to charge it, I'm not going to tell that person no. If they want to come down and drink a cup of coffee here and plug their cell phone in, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's what this power system's for. It's to run my household. So if whoever visits me, if they need to use a little bit of that power, I don't have a problem with that. You know, try to be courteous. Try to be thoughtful. But try to think of ways to make it through a situation, because if one person is being a butt, everybody around them is not going to have a good time, you know. And when you're in a stressful situation like a hurricane, for instance, you don't want to, you want to try to have things get back to normal as soon as possible. So you try to encourage everybody around you. What can I do to help? What's it going to take to get this going? Yada, 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 that kind of thing. And if somebody is in, let's just say your neighbor walks over and knocks on your door, they don't have a sugar and the store ain't going to be open for another week. You know, if you have a cup of sugar, spare, because it's not going to kill you to lose a cup of sugar at that particular point. And there's no sense in being mean to your neighbor down the road who might be starving to death. You know, everybody's got to live through it together. Everybody's got to work through it together. But everybody's going to have to learn. They need to take preparations if they've never thought about it. You know, if it's just a single person, you know, and you spent $20 a month on a food supply to last you for when the lights go out or a hurricane comes through, whatever the scenario is, they're not going to spend a whole lot of money. They can have a year's supply of stuff put back, where a person that's got five kids can't, most likely, you know. But there are ways a person can
do it. Some people do it a small amount at a time, and over a 10-year time, they'll have a big room full. It looks like a convenience store, you know. And other folks, they can their own vegetables from their garden, or they hunt for their food, which the majority of the time, that's what we do. We try to grow what we can. We try to hunt what we can and harvest what we can legally. You know, if you grow a garden and you're growing tomatoes, bell peppers, onions, all this, that's all really good food. You can all that. You know, you can buy these ball jars and or bell jars, whatever they're called, bell lids. And guess what? You got food. You can do your meat. You can can your meat that way. You can can your meat and you can can meals. You can actually make like a beef stew and you can can it and have several quarts or pints, whatever you do it in a jar, in your pantry. And anytime you can, for instance, we have a lot of wild hogs. You kill a wild hog, that's a lot of meat. That's a lot of food to can, process, whatever. You know, you can salt cure it, you can it, you can cut so much for frying, you know, or just to put in your crock pot, however you like to do it. There's ways. Like for us, we didn't eat all 12 hogs. I got a big family. My dad got some, you know, my whole family pretty much got hogs. But then people that I knew, I had people that say, hey, look, if you get any extra hogs and you don't want them, you'll call us, we'll come get them. I did that, you know, and I have no problem doing that. I have no problem giving somebody a hog. If I have plenty of them, I'm not going to waste it. I'm not going to kill 12 hogs and throw them away. If I'm going to kill 12 hogs, I'm going to butcher 12 hogs. And if I don't have room for it, I'm going to find somebody that'll want to eat it because I'm not going to waste it. For one, I don't think that animal was put on this earth for us to waste. It was put on this earth to eat. And if I can't eat it, somebody else is going to eat it. So once we have what we need, once my family has what they needed, I have no problem with somebody driving over saying, hey, I'll take that hog. Come and get it. I'll help you load it. Do you need help butchering it? No, I got it. You know, but if they need help butchering, I'll help them butcher it. You know. The whole point is don't waste. You know. But if you have access to honey, peanut butter, you know, look up the food supplies that last. Because if it lasts, when stuff gets really bad, you want to still eat. You don't want to be the person that's left outside in the cold going, what am I going to eat? Where am I going to stay? Try to have your place made up, you know. Not everybody can own their own place right away. You know, we bought a house and didn't work out. We had to rent again, and then we bought land, and then we built our house. And that worked out a lot better. It was a lot less expensive as well. But, you know, there's a way for everybody to survive if they just take the time and think of ways to prepare for when disaster hits, that they can remain strong until they get with their help that they're needing is going to be at that time, whether it be return the power back on or get the water cut back on or what. However, you know, most people, when they have a power outage and they're out for more than a day, they have to throw everything away in their refrigerators and freezers. If you know it's coming, prepare for it. Don't throw that hard-earned food away. Because it'll cost you money then to buy it, and it'll cost you money to replace it later for when it goes bad. There's no sense in buying it twice if you're not going to eat it. Food for thought. I think what we're going to do is we're going to call this a day, and it was just a kind of a talk about a situation of life the way it is right now. Not sure of what's going to happen over the next month, you know. We might not be sure what's going to happen over the next month, but for the most part, you can kind of prepare yourself. You see what's coming. Whether you think it's good or bad, I don't know. Just like me, nobody knows what's coming. But at least prepare food-wise. Prepare you a place so you can
have some extra food. So if there is a reset and they shut everything down, if it lasts a week, 2 weeks, month, 2 months, I don't know how long this thing might last. It might last 15 minutes and it might last 2 years. You just don't know. So with that being said, try to prepare your budget so you can spend an extra $10, $20 on grocery day that you take your time to go to the store to buy your groceries. Spend an extra $10 or $20 on non-perishable, healthier food that you can put up. I don't mean tater chips. Yeah, tater chips are good. Don't get me wrong, they're real good. I like them like that guy does. You can have 20 bags of chips hanging up in your pantry, but before you put them 20 bags of chips up, put in stuff that's healthier. You know, you can, if you're going to have to eat for 3 days and it's all unhealthy, you really want to have to go to the hospital and get on blood pressure medicine when the power comes back on? I'm just saying. Find foods that's healthy. You can order MREs, but here's the problem. MREs are healthy if you're young and running nonstop. You know, like the Army does, like the soldiers do. They work really, really hard. And when they're in wartime, yeah, they're going to have to eat an MRE. And MREs are handy if there's nothing else to eat. But they're not healthy. You know, they're healthier than some foods, but if you're fighting diabetic or high blood pressure issues, an MRE is the last thing you really want to eat. They're meant for younger, healthier people. There's other foods you can do that are much healthier, and they won't cost you that much. But if you put them up, honey is really good. I mean, it never goes bad. Peanut butter never goes bad. You know, there is lots of foods you can buy that are healthy that you can put in your pantry and have for on a rainy day. It's better to be alive and healthy than dead. Y'all have a great day. And like I say, don't forget to like and subscribe to us on our social media sites. And don't be afraid if you want to reach out and holler at us. Hit us up on Messenger. I'm Gary Moll under Facebook Messenger. I think there's a way you can message me here on Anchor. If you want to get hold of me and you want to talk about something, you want to ask me some questions, feel free. Have a great day and goodbye.